Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A terrible decision from a court of appeals regarding a Philadelphia adoption center. There is a Catholic adoption center and also a Protestant adoption center. And in fact, it includes all adoption centers in this state under the law. And now they may have to shut down their ministries. It's an unfortunate situation. Hopefully the Supreme Court will ultimately intervene at some point in the future. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this particular case, it's a court of appeals decision, Matt, so it makes it even more problematic. It not only covers Pennsylvania, but other states as well. And it went the wrong way. The Court of Appeals ruled just last week that the state of Pennsylvania can essentially shut down a Catholic adoption agency for refusal to compromise its Catholic values. This dangerous ruling is particularly concerning regarding the ramifications for all adoption facilities. Here's what we have. We have a law that says you cannot discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. And that's the law that was at issue in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania. And that's not something nationally, but it was the Philadelphia law in the city of Philadelphia where this ultimately occurred. You cannot discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. Well, the adoption center that had been in the ministry for, I think it was 50 years, ultimately said, we cannot, we prefer to have children placed in a home with a mother and a father. And we won't put them in homes with two moms or two men. And as a result, the ACLU filed suit. And unfortunately, the court ruled in favor of the ACLU.
Yeah, and the case is Charnell Fulton et al. Versus City of Philadelphia. And sadly, a federal court has now sided with this anti-Christian law that attacks the Catholic adoption centers, the Protestant adoption centers. And of course, Christianity has been at the forefront of adoption and placing children without a mother and a father in families with a mother and a father, as God designed for centuries here in the United States and even longer abroad. And so for them to now say you have to abandon your faith, Catholic and Protestant agencies, and adopt a postmodern secularist view of parenting and of marriage, or we're going to literally shut you down. It's one of the worst, again, attacks on religious liberty we've seen in a long time, and hopefully the Supreme Court will right this horrific wrong.
Yeah, again, it's just showing where our culture is going. I mean, this Catholic Social Services has partnered with Philadelphia for over 50 years, and never had a homosexual couple that has tried to approach them for certification. The woman, who I guess she is part of this organization, she has fostered more than 40 children in 26 years. Yeah. She says, you know what, as a single mom and a woman of color, I know a thing about discrimination over the years, but I've never known vindictive religious discrimination like this. And I feel the fresh sting of bias watching my faith publicly derided by Philadelphia's politicians.
Yeah, Charnell Fulton is the single mother who has fostered, as you mentioned, more than 40 children in 26 years. She and other foster parents that have been licensed through the Catholic Social Services joined together to file a lawsuit against the city of Philadelphia over this Fair Practices Ordinance. The Fair Practices Ordinance prohibits discrimination in the city on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. And so that meant that this pro-family Catholic organization, and it certainly applies to the Protestant ones as well, would have to violate its core mission and put children in a place where only two moms or only two dads, but not a mom and a dad, would be present, undermining not only its core central religious belief, but also, frankly, putting a child in a disadvantage, because children do best when they are raised with a mother and a father. Mom and dad, male and female, bring some things unique that the other does not to that relationship as parents. And so here's the ironic thing, Matt. The city, just before it canceled the contracts with the Catholic Social Services because it refused to place children with same-sex couples, the city had put out an urgent call for 300 families to provide foster care to help care for the flood of children coming into the system as a result of the opioid crisis. And just a few days after it put out this urgent call, they ultimately halted the child placement in the Catholic Social Services and in Bethany Christian Services. And this had, you know, here they need more foster parents. And yet they're shutting down the religious and Christian ones over this issue of LGBT.
Yeah, and under the guise of, and again, here's the left, the euphemism. I've said before, if they say up, they mean down. If they say black, they mean white. They call this the Fair Practices Ordinance, a policy that prohibits, quote, discrimination. It is an unfair practices ordinance that perpetuates discrimination, anti-Christian discrimination, anti-Christian bias, in the name of redefining and deconstructing and reinventing God's design for natural marriage and family.
But, you know, it's in all these situations, it's always the children that pay the price.
Yeah, the
it's when it comes down to, they're the ones that suffer.
And the ACLU is so happy with its, quote, victory, close quote. Really, it's damaging. It's shameful and it's sad. There are more than 6,000 foster children in the city of Philadelphia alone, more than 6,000 in Philadelphia alone. And there is a crisis that Philadelphia began to realize, where there are so many new kids in the foster system. And the reason is their parents have become addicted to opioids. And it may be illegal that they started with. It could be that somebody got injured and they got addicted to opioids because of the pain. And now they're addicted and maybe they're getting them on the illegal market. But at any rate, the kids have been removed from the parents because of the drug problems. And they asked for people, asked for these adoption agencies. We need an immediate influx of 300 families to provide foster care in addition to all the foster care parents that are already out there. We need 300 at least because the centers are becoming overcrowded with these kids.
But they have dozens of families that are licensed to foster and they're willing to take them in. But because of this tragic decision by the city, these beds are empty.
Yeah, and one of the lead plaintiffs here, it's named Charnel Fulton et al. Versus City of Philadelphia. There's others. But Charnel, just to reiterate, she's one of those foster parents. Mm-hmm. And she has fostered more than 40 children over a period of 26 years. There's others like Charnel. But now Charnel and others, because they've been licensed as foster parents through Catholic Social Services, and Catholic Social Services would get the information, the referrals from the foster care system, they have a list of foster care parents that they have licensed, that have gone through proper training, and they will then communicate, we have a child that needs a foster home. Charnel, for 26 years, has been one of those people. There's others like Charnel. That's why others joined her when they have become shut down, because Catholic Social Services now has the door shut to them, and therefore they can't refer out these children to the licensed foster parents. It's absurd, Matt. 300 families needed to immediately come forward, 300 new foster parents, and yet instead of welcoming the Christians, Catholics, adoption centers that have been there for decades, they shut them down.
So their ideology is punishing these children. Their anti-Christian bigotry is punishing these children.
So right now we have foster kids because of whatever reason, their mom or dad is addicted to drugs or whatever, and they're languishing in an institutional foster program, not in a home with a loving foster care family. Why? Because of the radical LGBT agenda. That's why we've said this is the most serious threat to religious freedom. And I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/HR5. This is a threat that's brewing in Congress. And if it passes, this will happen all over the country. lc.org/HR5. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.